866-566-5665 or at hornbecklandscaping@gmail.com.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Welcome to today's The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. In the last 24 hours, Russia has moved into the Ukraine. The Donetsk and the... I forgot the name of the other province. Russia moved into eastern Ukraine to protect the Russian peoples that reside in that area from the Azov, the Nazi nationalists that pretty much control most of Western Ukraine and the government to some degree. They're giving Zelensky a hard time, and they are the Azov, what I call the Nazi nationalists, being funded, trained by the CIA. American people have no idea what this war is all about. They have no idea why Russia is doing what it's doing, resisting the New World Order. They don't even know what the New World Order is. They don't have any idea. Most of the people of America and the world don't have a clue about a one world government, a new world order, a globalized system ruled by a nation. Clueless. Clueless in Seattle. Vladimir Putin, when he made this move to go, he had told the his parliament that he would do everything possible to assist Lugansk and the Donetsk republics, assist them, help them, to protect them from the Azov nationalists, Nazi nationalists. He's done, actually, the Ukrainian people, he's done a great service for them. When he moved in, one of the first things he had to do is secure the nuclear facilities, meaning the missile sites, anything having to do with the Ukrainian ability to nuke Russia in any way. Then to protect the infrastructure. We see it in one way, but we don't see it clearly. By moving into the Ukraine, protecting the infrastructure, power plants, nuclear plants, coal-fired power stations. He's done the Ukrainian people a service because the Azov Republic nationalists, just like Adolf Hitler, they'll destroy everything. They're being funded. They'll have food. They'll have shelter. They'll have a way to get around. But the Ukrainian people won't. The Ukrainian people will be the ones to suffer. Also, Putin is making it very clear, and I'm going to present out of some of what I'm going to present today will be out of whatdoesitmean.com. And so it was last night at 10 o'clock. Putin went on state television, announced that he'd authorized a special military operation in Donbass, the region of the Ukraine. And he stated that he was going to denazify and demilitarize the Azov nationalists that are in the Ukraine. He stated, leading NATO countries pursue their own goal by fully supporting Ukraine's extreme Nazi and neo-Nazis, who in turn will never forgive the people of Crimea and Sevastopol for their free choice to unify with Russia, which took place in 2014-15. And America immediately went in during the Biden administration to create havoc and has supported, funded, and assisted the neo-Nazi movement in the Ukraine with weapons, finances. Now, he said, these people, they want to possess the nuclear weapons, and he will not allow them to do that. This was a wise move. He's playing three-dimensional chess. And what would the United States have done? No differently. Done the exact same thing. This is actually a war not with the Ukraine and Russia. This is the CIA operation against the plans of the plans of the British pilgrims. What did Boris Johnson do today? He basically stated that England is going to prepare to do anything possible to stop Russia in what they feel Russia is attempting to do. Russia doesn't want to take over the Ukraine. Why would you want to take over a country that is economically on the skids? It's a third world nation almost. Why would you want to take over when you're going to have to invest money? You're going to invest resources, time, labor, for what? What's the return going to be? Russia's not interested in Ukraine, but is going to protect the two areas of Donbass against these neo-Nazis. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
The P.E. Gun Show, February 12th and 13th, has two giveaways, an AR pistol from Modern Arms and Optics, and a 12-gauge semi-auto from GB Survival. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located at 1840 Greeley Mall in Greeley, Colorado. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
How would you like some free advertising? Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Okay, we'll continue. So Putin doesn't care for, Russia doesn't care, has no intention of taking over and doesn't plan to take over the Ukraine. It's a disaster. Why would you want to take over a piece of property that isn't worth anything? Would give you nothing but trouble. But there's a different plan. Putin is not only removing the Azov Nazi nationalists and these resistance forces, but also Russia is making sure that American CIA operatives' objectives are not going to be realized. This is where what people don't understand. This is another CIA operation. CIA operation in Iraq in 1981, 80, 91. And an operation in Libya, in Afghanistan, CIA operation, CIA operations in Vietnam, now in the Ukraine. It is well known to most people, to a group of people, a small group of people, that Obama invaded the Ukraine to continue to push and bring the Ukraine and other European Eastern nations into NATO, encroaching upon Russian borders, wanting to move nuclear weapons further from the west toward the east, closer to Russia. The closer you can get your missiles to Russian borders, the quicker you can take out Russia. Russia wouldn't have time to respond to you take away time factor from 30 minutes down to 33 minutes. Russia's not going to allow that. Putin is protecting Russia from the aggression of and the plans of the New World Order. We, in this audience, are aware of that. But for the most part, the American people have no idea. They don't know what's happening. They don't care. All they want is to get home, to have their social media infrastructure or their social media. That's all they care about. Don't interfere. Don't tell me about. They don't want to know what's happening in the world. Now, with the Biden administration, they're going to continue to push. They won't stop. The CIA has to continue to use these pro-Nazi troops to cause more upheaval in that area. Putin went on to say also, in the article, according to the sources, the 7th Tactical Aviation Brigade of the Ukrainian Air Force does not exist any longer. Russia took them out that quickly. All of the Su-24 bombers were destroyed by rocket and bomb strikes at the airfield in Starokan Stan Tivov. Tinovov. Too many ovs. And Putin is once again making it very clear to the West that Ukraine is not going to join NATO, and the Nazi troops are not going to push Russia into war. And apparently, some of the Ukrainian soldiers are laying down their arms. They don't even want to fight. They're basically, the Ukrainian, the nation, the army of Ukraine is basically, is non-existent to a degree. The only forces that are continuing to resist, once again, are the Nazi, Azov nationalists. I'm trying to go two directions here. Vladimir Putin is going to be successful once again. Vladimir Putin isn't interested in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin, the objectives of Vladimir are down in Syria. They're not in the Ukraine. Russia is, the right hand is, you see the activity of the right hand in the Ukraine, but you don't see the activity of the left hand in Syria. Syria is the objective for the United States of America. The Ukraine is just a way in which the United States will have a way in which to cause conflict and war in the Ukraine, in that area, in the Baltic states. While that war is taking place, America's real objectives go back to Barack Obama's creating ISIS in Syria. It was a CIA objective to train these Islamic terrorists, because America wants to have a base in the Middle East, which will be Syria, and they need a port, which would be the Western Syrian ports on the Mediterranean. While we're watching what's going on in the Ukraine, nobody's watching what's happening in Syria. Syria is the objective of America. For the United States to be able to control the Middle East, Syria is vital. Now, the Chinese, the Middle East is vital also. The Chinese are working out trade deals, purchasing oil from nations in the Middle East. China already has hooks, presence in the Middle East, and is only going to get stronger. China's objectives are to head west into that area. So Russia has sent troops into Syria. And according to, like I present pretty much at least once a week, the coming war, yeah, there are going to be conflicts in Ukraine, in that area, conflicts. But the real conflict, the real battle, will be when Russia with Iran invades Israel. That is going to be the real war. Vladimir Putin is aware of America's plans for Syria. And Russia is protecting the president, Bashar of Syria, protecting the Russian Christians in the Russian Orthodox churches in Syria, and also Russia knows that she has to have military presence in Syria. She doesn't have a choice. In Ezekiel, God said that he was going to put hooks in the jaws of Russia and force Russia to come south into the nation, the mountains of Israel, which would be in the present-day Jordan. And there, Russia would be destroyed. Another thing is, it says in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, one of the main thoughts is where God says to the land of Gog and the land, or to Gog and the land of Magog, the children of Rosh, God says, "I am against you, and I am going to put hooks in your jaw, Russia, and I'm going to pull you down to Israel, Russia, and there you and all your companions, Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, and an area called Gomer, which is north of the Black Sea." What area is north of the Black Sea? Ukraine. Do you think that this is Bible prophecy being fulfilled when Russia goes into the Ukraine and all those armies are going to come with Russia to Israel? Now, what is it? What one thing would be able to unite the Nazis to agree to come with Vladimir Putin to the Middle East? Anti-Semitism. I hate to say it, but why is it that God is upset with Russia? Why is God against Russia? Because Russia has had a history of anti-Semitism. That anti-Semitism God has never forgotten. God never gets Alzheimer's. Ever. He doesn't forget a thing. And here you have in the Ukraine these neo-Nazi, Nazi nationalists, but also in Russia you have, maybe not as extreme as the neo-Nazis, but you still have a hidden, latent anti-Semitism. And where does that latent anti-Semitism reside? I hate to say this. It resides in the Russian Orthodox Church and in the Orthodox churches in the area. It even resides to a degree, great degree, in Catholicism. And to some degree, pretty much a great degree also, in evangelical Christianity. But God told Russia, "I'm going to drag you down to Israel, you and your companions with these other nations, and there I'm going to destroy you." I believe that the war is coming because of the anti-Semitism latent in Russia, in the open, in the Ukraine. But if the latent anti-Semitism and the open anti-Semitism, that would be the magnet that would could be used to unite these forces and give them an objective, not to fight each other, but to move south.
attack Israel. We're going to see. We'll talk about this in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360HNC.com, the podcast. Be right back.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com. A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
I told you so!
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
So I look at this from another perspective. The Bible. At the end of the world, there would be these wars. One of the big wars initially in the beginning of the last decade would be, first part of the last decade, would be a war when Russia with these nations would move south and try to occupy, destroy, and occupy Israel. And I believe that the thought is hidden in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 concerning Russia and all of her comrades. I believe it would be twofold, threefold maybe. I'll go this way. Because Israel, Syria, America's presence in Syria, that would be one hook which would force Russia to come south. Russia cannot allow and will not allow the United States to invade and take over Syria. The Biden administration, the intentions during that administration, both of them, or both of the terms, was to invade, take over, cause conflict in Syria, forcing the giving the United States a reason to send troops and military advisors into that area to overthrow Bashar al-Assad, using and out of nowhere a new group of Islamic terrorists comes into existence, the ISIS, a military force trained by the United States CIA and British MI5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Britain is involved also. Russia will not allow it. Another reason Russia is there, with the conflict in Syria, Russian Orthodox Christians are being persecuted, as well as just Syrian citizens. So Russia is moving and protecting the interests of the Christian people, not just the Orthodox, the Russian Orthodox Christians, others also. Another reason would be because the great wealth, should you be able to take over that area in the Middle East, should you be able to control Israel or occupy Israel, you have a massive access from the Mediterranean into Israel, and you could channel out whatever you needed out of Israel. Plus, Israel is rich. There is a great oil field just off the shore of Israel, to the little bit to the north and the west. And so there are many reasons why Russia would want to move south. And Iran definitely would be a great asset to Israel, because the Iranians wouldn't have any problem in another Holocaust in the nation of Israel. None. So, but God said that he would put hooks in the jaws of Russia and drag Russia. In other words, really, Vladimir Putin is not too excited about that idea of being forced to move his army south, because Putin would prefer to, he is really, in a sense, he would prefer peace. It's better for his country, better for the people in that region, better for everybody. And, like I had stated yesterday, somewhere along the line, Vladimir Putin became a man of faith, of convictions. I don't know if Vladimir Putin personally has anti-Semitic, he must have, there must be some little bit of anti-Semitism with him, I don't know. But should he be the president of Russia to bring the troops south, if he does have some anti-Semitic attitudes, feelings, then he wouldn't have a problem. But again, it says he will be forced. He wouldn't. He would prefer not to, but he would be forced. He would be dragged down to that conflict. Now, the Ukrainian anti-Semitic militia, they wouldn't have a problem. I think Germany might be part of it. Turkey will probably be part of it. We're witnessing a very it's not interesting. We're witnessing an event. Now, who's going to profit from the destruction of Russia? America and England. Once Russia is gone, basically the United States will be able to bring in her New World Order plans, her hegemonic plans. And it won't be the United States giving Britain 50-50 equal share. No. It will be the United States solo. Once Russia is out of the way, the only problem America would have would be China. And China is, as I present these programs with you or to you concerning Russia and the Ukraine, I haven't forgotten about China. China, you know, I just found out that Xi Jinping, he has a daughter. She's here in the United States studying. He only has one child, a second marriage. Oh, no, I think it was through his first marriage. And so she's here in the United States. The Chinese, the turtles of China, are going to have to return because the coming administration is not going to, the people from China that are going to school here, that have infiltrated America, are not going to be welcome. They're going to be put in prison. So China's going to have to call her turtles back home. The next administration is going to be the enemy of the next administration will be China. And then the Chinese people in America will be part of that enemy. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
So, Russia is going to be forced to go south. I don't think Vladimir Putin wants to go move anywhere, but not going to have a choice. There's going to be more victories coming for Russia. The United States' globalist objectives are going to be still, for a little while, put on hold. Then, after Russia is destroyed, then the next objective of the United States will be China. And I think the United States will restrict China on the oceans and also in space. But China, because of her economic, the way that she has controlled nations economically, many nations are indebted to China. I don't know how that's going to work out with the nations in South America. Once the new administration comes in, I don't think that China's present ways in which he can control Brazil, Argentina, Venezuela, and assist these nations, I don't see China being able to continue to assist the nations that she pretty much owns in Africa, East Africa. I don't know how that's going to work out. But when the new administration comes in and begins the march and the conquest over the nations of the world, this is my view. My view is coming from prophecies in the Bible. When this begins, the nations that will resist the requests of the New World Order are just going to be taken over. And the presidents or prime ministers or the rulers of the nations that won't go along and decide to resist the administration's plans, these people will be assassinated, replaced. Who knows what will happen? For the most part, I think most of them will be assassinated. They will be put in prison. They'll be prosecuted and sentenced to death. The world that we're moving into is I don't want to say frightening. It's more than frightening. It is going to be a coming nightmare. I know that it would be hard to understand and believe this. We are right now living in really still a somewhat stable, if you want to call it that, world, in spite of all that has been happening. During the Sunday programs, I have talked about what Christ said would happen at the end of the world and the nations involved at the end of the world. America's in the Bible. China's in the Bible. Russia is in the Bible, as well as Iran, Israel, Syria, Saudi Arabia. These nations are in the Bible. And there's a plan that God has with all of these nations. Turkey is in the Bible. And what is going to happen with these nations? Jordan, present-day Jordan, is in the Bible. Ethiopia, Libya, Egypt. All these nations, there is a prophecy to these nations, prophecies to America, prophecies to the Jewish people specifically, to the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which presently many of them dwell in the land of Israel. Yes, there are people from all of the 12 tribes of Jacob in Israel. Even one of the tribes, the tribe of Dan, was replaced by the tribe of Manasseh, which is Joseph's firstborn son. And Dan is in the Bible too. And some of the people of Dan, I believe presently, Dan would be one of the children that would basically leave God and go into the occult, into witchcraft, and would lead the other 11 children into the dark world. I believe some of those people that would be from the tribe of Dan would be people such as Henry Kissinger, George Soros. Adolf Hitler was probably, I know he was quarter Jew, the Rothschild family, many of the Rothschilds, Alan Greenspan, many of these very, very powerful Jewish economists. Yes, they may have been initially of the tribe of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through Jacob, but at some point when they decided to serve the dark side, that Judas Iscariot, I believe, was of the tribe of Dan. Judas Iscariot was one of the initial apostles, but he was replaced by a young disciple by the name of Matthias. So Judas Iscariot, I believe, was from the tribe of Dan. Judas Iscariot betrayed Christ, though he spent 3+ years with Christ, and he knew who Christ was. And even at the Last Supper, Christ stated to the disciples that one of you in this room that is dipping his bread into my eating with me is going to betray me. And Judas Iscariot asked Christ, "Lord, is it I?" And Christ told him, "What you do, do quickly." And Judas Iscariot immediately went and betrayed Christ. So we'll be back in just a few minutes to finish out today's program. A little bit of Iowa history with you right now.
Friday, February 25th at the Immortal Bar in Johnstown, Colorado. Still They Ride, tribute to Journey. With special guest, Asha Blaine. Tickets are available at theimmortalbar.com or stilltheyridebandcom.
We are Still They Ride!
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's 5 total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
As we finish out the program, I just want to say that we are, I think, watching the initial events that are going to lead to Russia moving into the Middle East. And I don't think it's going to take long. Maybe, I don't know if a year, year and a half. But the way that the New World Order is pushing Russia to conflict. In other words, somebody is trying to walk away from a fight. And the aggressor is not going to allow that to happen. Vladimir Putin, the fear that the New World Order has against Vladimir is not only the nuclear weapons that Vladimir Putin has in his arsenal, but also that Vladimir Putin, they know that he is a man of faith. They know that he has, in a sense, at this time, he has the hand of God with him. If the hand of God wasn't with him, he would not have been able to accomplish what he has accomplished. I went, like on yesterday's program, talking about Donald Trump. Donald Trump, without the hand of God being with him, would never have accomplished what he accomplished. But Vladimir and Trump have the common denominator. They are both men of faith. When and how God was able to move in their hearts to draw them, I don't know. But I was going to say that during Vladimir Putin, he is, has announced that basically he acknowledges God. So did Trump. Remember, a nation in the scripture, any nation that will acknowledge God from the seat of power of that nation, that nation will be blessed with peace. That nation will be blessed with food. There'll be no famine. The nation will be prosperous in education, economically. There will be no invasion of that nation. We must be cursed. We're being invaded from the south. And the laws of the nation will have bite. When people that commit crimes, if the nation is blessed, these people will go to jail. They'll be prosecuted. Have we seen any prosecution of the criminals, the big criminals, the politicians in this country? No. Why? Because we're under the curse of God. Why? Because we began to stop acknowledging God from the seats of power in government. And now in the seats of government, what are we doing? We're allowing the devil worshipers to come and invoke Satan in the city governments, county governments, state governments. It's going to happen here before long, the national level. Nations that are cursed go to war, and famine becomes to come. Begins on the land, and the economy begins to with great strong economy ends. We'll be back tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez. Monday. Talk to you Monday.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.